Well, the just biggest thing was a 4-square pin. Especially when you're patenting them, you know. It might have a little pin there, big as a room, or a little bigger, you know, out of rails to
just a
keep your silent pigs in. Mm-hmm. But when you went to patent them, you just build a, just take the rail, just 4 rails, and lay them down there and just keep building up. And you got up here to the top, you took a rail, liked it in the corner here, and one over that way, stood the other end on the ground, and that locked it.
I see.
Mm. Put your trough down there. Hog had a hard time, man. Didn't have no shed over him or nothing. It winter time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's you called a hog pen.
Hog pen. Battening pen, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. The different, you call the fence made out of logs, you call that a what, a rail?
Rails.
A rail fence. You ever hear any other kind of name for them?
No, you call it, if you just went to the wood and cut out poles and build it out of poles, you call it a pole pen, build a pole pen for your hogs or whatever you build it for. But if you split it out and split it up, it's called rails then.
Mm-hmm. And if you fenced in a whole big field,
they had to use rails there.
Yeah.
And they did way back before barbed wire and stuff come in. I can recollect they'd take a smooth wire, had a smooth wire, and they'd put up a rail and going this way, and then you'd put one there and 2 rails in there, and then you'd press it right close up to the post, take a steeple and staple it, and then you start again going all the way around, you know, till you got as high as you wanted. But when they first started, they just went to wood and split rails enough to stack it. It would go this way. I had 3 matches I can show you.
Yes, I know what you mean.
You see an old crooked, they call it crooked rail fence.
I was wondering, do you call this kind of fence, that fence, do you ever hear that called a worm fence?
Yeah, let's see, a lot of them call it a worm fence, some crooked rail.
And how about the other kind of fence? Did you ever call that stake and rider?
I don't recollect.
Does that sound familiar, stake and rider?
I just don't recollect what we call them. I know we got to build them that way.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have enough stone around here to build fences, do you? There isn't enough rock or stone.
No.
Build any fences.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever hear of fooling a hen into laying by putting some kind of an egg in her nest?
What?
Did you ever hear of trying to fool a hen, make her start laying, by putting some kind of a false egg in the nest?
No, I don't believe I did.
Did you ever keep chickens very much?
Did I forget it?
You carry water into the house for drinking. How did you carry water into the house to drink?
Well, we had a cedar. Most everybody used a cedar water bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Then, way back yonder, there was no such thing hardly as a well, less as a dug well. Now you go over here in my past over here, this old house places over there close to spring. You didn't get out on the road. Well, in fact, there wasn't no roads then, hardly this paths like.